KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. It's 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Well, a legislative forum featuring State Senator Tom Shipley from Nottoway and State Representative Tom Moore of Griswold will be held this afternoon here in Atlantic. The event takes place at the Farmers Walnut Street Diner beginning at 1 o'clock. The event is sponsored by Farm Bureau and offers you a chance to hear from our area legislators about the issues they've voted on, those yet to come, and to answer your questions. Again, that legislative forum this afternoon, 1 o'clock here in Atlantic at the Farmers Walnut Street Diner. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says there were 500 fewer farms in Iowa last year, and the average farm size rose slightly, but the amount of total land in farms remained at 30.5 million acres. The annual report on farms released Friday says Iowa has 87,000 farms. The average farm size rose slightly to 351 acres from 349 in 2015. The report shows similar trends in Nebraska, where there were 300 fewer farms in 2016 with a total of 48,400, and the average farm size rose from 934 acres to 928. Land in the farms remained at 45.2 million acres in Nebraska. Nationally, the number of farms fell by 8,000 to just over 2 million. Half of all farms reported annual sales of between $1,000 and $10,000, and 30% sold between $10,000 and $100,000. Developers of a pork processing plant under construction in Sioux City have announced plans for a second shift expected to increase its number of jobs to around 2,000, or nearly double the original estimate. The expansion will raise the cost of the Seaboard Triumph Foods project by $31.4 million to just over $300 million. To help finance the larger investment, the company is asking the state for an additional $3.3 million in tax incentives. The 600,000-square-foot plant will have the capacity to slaughter 10 to 12,000 hogs per day. It's expected to open July 31st with a single shift of around 1,100 employees. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources has moved its hunting rules listening session in Council Bluffs to Iowa Western Community College due to a scheduling conflict at the previous location. The meeting will now be held at Iowa Western Community College, 2700 College Road, in Loft Hall, Room 24 in Council Bluffs. And that takes place on February 22nd from 6 until 9 p.m. as part of the DNR's public meetings that will be held over the Iowa Communications Network to listen to your thoughts on the hunting and trapping regulations for this coming fall. These meetings are part of the process for making rules in state government. Dr. Dale Garner, chief of the Wildlife Bureau, says any rule changes must be discussed with Iowa citizens who might be impacted by the changes before the rule changes are proposed. The process, he says, helps to ensure the rule changes serve the public's wishes and do not impact Iowa's economy. At each of those ICN meetings, the DNR staff will facilitate discussion about what went well last fall, what didn't, and what changes hunters and trappers would like to see for this fall. The discussions, along with the data that the Wildlife Bureau collects on harvest and population numbers, will be used to develop recommendations for any rule changes. Any changes must be approved by the Natural Resource Commission and then go back to the public for further comment before taking effect next fall. Again, the February 22nd DNR public meetings will be held in several locations, including Council Bluffs and Creston, from 6 until 9 p.m. The complete list of the locations are available online at www.iowadnr.gov/hunting. The Cass County Health System Foundation says it will be hosting a speakeasy-themed gala on Saturday, March 25th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Foundation Director Don Marnin says the decor, drinks, dinner, and dueling pianos all play into the theme, and they're encouraging attendees to join in the fun by dressing in 1920s-style attire. The gala is one part of the CCHS Foundation's 2017 campaign to raise funds for a 3D mammography unit. At a cost of more than $400,000, CCHS Foundation Board Member Dave Chase says that unit is a huge undertaking. He says it's a significant investment, but early detection is still the key to successful outcomes for breast cancer patients. Chase says in Cass County alone, there are more than 3,000 women who are in the recommended age to receive mammograms, and 3D mammography has been shown to find breast cancer up to 15 months earlier than traditional 2D imagery. Just think, Chase says, about what the huge impact this new technology could have for those 3,000 women in Cass County. Seats are limited for that event, and for more information about sponsorships or tickets, you can contact Dawn Marnin at 712-243-7409 or visit on the web casshealth.org/CCMH-foundation. In other news, the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a man from Lorimore had reported last Saturday that sometime over the previous couple of weeks, someone broke into a storage facility in Lorimore and stole a 1988 Plymouth Aries K car, which was being used as a parts vehicle. The car was valued at $200. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Pacific Junction was arrested Thursday night for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. 63-year-old Teresa Ann Dillard was taken into custody at around 9 p.m. Thursday and was being held in the Mills County Jail on $5,300 bond. The City Council in Sioux City is raising the stormwater fee by 50%, but lowering the Sioux City property tax rate at the same time. The Council voted Thursday for the revenue adjustment. The City Finance staff is still calculating what the impact might be. The tax levy is being lowered, but a state-mandated increase is scheduled in the percentage of the assessed valuation subject to taxation. Finance Director Donna Forker told the Sioux City City Council that residential and commercial property owners will save more on their property taxes than they'll pay on the stormwater fee. Forker says that's because the stormwater fee is based on broader than the property tax base. Religious organizations, charities, and other nonprofits are exempted from property taxes but must pay the stormwater drainage fee. Well, dozens of Iowa school boards have rushed to approve contracts with teachers to avoid the new state law and collective bargaining that took place on Friday. Tammy Warrow is president of the Iowa State Education Association, which is the teachers' union.
That tells me superintendents, school boards are on our side. You know what a two-year agreement gives us? It gives us November of 2018, and that is what we're doing.
Iowans will be electing new legislators, and there'll be an election for governor in 2018. Republican legislators would have to be defeated by Democrats, and a Democratic governor would have to be elected to stand a chance to undo the new law. Iowa Federation of Labor President Ken Sager says GOP stands on the minimum wage and defunding Planned Parenthood are expanding their opposition coalition for 2018.
Our people are jacked up right now. This is not the Iowa that we're all accustomed to. I mean, this is a radical agenda, and I don't think Iowans want to be part of that game. I think they want to be engaged in the process. And people that have not volunteered since I've been around in the labor movement are stepping forward. They're engaging. There are people who are not members of any of our unions who are standing up saying this is wrong.
Danny Holman is president of AFSCME Council 61, the union that represents 40,000 state workers.
We have people showing up in numbers that have never shown up before. Why? Because they're being attacked. They get it. Our job now, my job now, is one, how to figure out how to survive under this law, but secondly, how to make sure that my members never forget what was done to them on this day.
The Iowa House and Senate approved legislation that reduced collective bargaining rights for public workers on Thursday, and Governor Terry Branstad signed that into law on Friday. Warrow says membership in her union has increased as the legislature debated the bill and contract talks intensified in districts around the state.
Our members choose to be here, and right now what has happened to them, we are feeling the love from our membership right now. Let me be pretty clear on that.
At least two school districts rushed to sign contracts Friday morning, hoping to complete negotiations before the governor signed the bill. However, the law took effect at 12:01 a.m. Friday morning, and that's because the bill became law on the date it was signed and not immediately after the time it was signed. And Governor Terry Branstad, as we mentioned, has signed into law limitations to the most collective bargaining rights for public workers in the state, yet some changes could take years to go into effect for some of the roughly 180,000 public sector workers directly affected by the measure. Key provisions that remove most of their collective negotiating authority would apply after their current employment contracts expire. Key union groups say dozens of local governments and school districts moved quickly to finalize the new contracts, as mentioned. Republicans with majority in the legislature voted for the measure Thursday, and as I said, Branstad signed it into law Friday. The GOP leaders say local governments want more flexibility at the negotiating table, though union leaders say that's contradicted by the new contracts. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.